Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 29th episode of the Parents Initiative podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have my co-host, Rebecca Cologne.
Hello, everyone.
And listen, if this is your first time giving us a listen, we want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen. And for those of you that have been faithful listeners from the beginning, from the middle, from just here recently, we just thank you for taking the time to join us. And we also congratulate you for making it a priority. So check this out. Before we get into what we're going to talk about here in a few moments, in episode 25, we talked about social media and the approach we're taking with our teenage son. We actually gave him a phone for Christmas, and obviously he was pretty excited about it.
He was so excited he cried.
Yeah, and kid you not.
he cried.
And one of the first things that he talked about was having a social media account. So he hasn't brought it up again yet. So we just kind of just waiting to see what happens here. But actually we took some steps and providing some protection, and Rebecca's going to do that.
Well, right now he's on a fast of with his youth group.
Yeah.
I love that his youth pastor challenged them to 21 days of fasting social media. So he's fasting other things that kind of are like that. So anyway, this app that I put on his phone is called Bark. Several months ago, we were doing a Parents Initiative seminar. We were partnered with some other people that were there, different areas with parenting, and we came across this as a reference and a great resource, which Bark, what you do is you download it on your parenting device or whatever, but your communal computer, I guess, you know, your home computer or laptop. And then you're able to link as many children as possible to it. You can pay a one-time a year fee, or you can pay it monthly, depending on what you want to do. And what with Apple, it's a little different. If you have Apple devices, you have to plug it in. But you can just follow the steps necessary. But what it does is it, like, stays in the background of their phone. Obviously, he's aware that I put this on his phone, because we have open communication. But it's great because it sits in the background and it catches all different things, whether it's cyberbullying, violence, profanity, any kind of thing that's explicit. It monitors the activity, not of just them, but other people towards them. It could notify you of a possible predator, all these different things. And what was a little comical, as soon as I got it downloaded on his app, he already had, downloaded, connected to his phone, I already had 7 notifications, and I looked on my notifications, possible cyberbullying, and it was his sister. His sister had they had been messaging each other. And if you're 14 and you have an 8-year-old sister that now can iMessage you through her iPad, she was messaging him like the devil emoji, and like the poopy emoji, and all things funny. But she was being forceful with her emojis, apparently, and her emojis called her a cyberbully. And yeah, that is comical, but it also did bring up something that I had chatted with him about, because he has a group little chat of friends that he's in class with, and one of the kids made a comment that I wasn't too particularly fond of, and I'll just go ahead and say it. He had said, "Screw you," and that was his reaction. And I know their humor, and I know this kid's humor, and that's kind of an everyday thing for him. And I was like, you know what? That's not real nice, you know. And you know what? It flagged it as profanity and as cyberbullying, you know. And I love that something so it could be so innocent, he recognized that even the computer recognized that it wasn't so tasteful and so good. And so we talked about that, and he knew. He goes, I knew he'd get flagged. But, you know, we have that open communication. He knows that it's there. And I love that this is a great resource for you guys also to have a communication and conversation. But you can filter through. It looks through all kinds of things.
Yeah, and I think it's important that you have that open line of communication. Like Rebecca was saying, that our son understands that, hey, if you want this phone and you want to have this freedom, that this is a stipulation for that.
Right.
And if it's not cool with you, you're not going to have the phone. And I feel that's completely fine because I'm paying for it.
Yep.
So, you know, when I'm paying for it and you're in my house, that's just the way it's going to be. And obviously, you know, that obviously ties along with what we want to talk about this episode is respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
So I want to read this quote from M.K. Soni. It says, respect out of fear is no respect.
Respect out of fear is no respect. So we must ask ourselves, do our kids respect us out of fear, or is it out of mutual respect?
That's good.
You know, so just as much as we want to be respected, we should give that respect as well to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes as parents, we have a tendency to kind of oversee that. Well, I really don't have to respect them because they're my kids. I brought them into this world. But no, it doesn't work that way. And you see it in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21.
Yes, and Ephesians 5:21 says, and further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
You know, that word submission has like a negative attachment to it, but it's the very thing that, you know, Christ did for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he submitted his will to God to die for us. And I'm sure those of you that are people of faith, you remember the scripture it talks about where, you know, if this cup could pass for me, let it pass. And God, you know, Jesus realized that, you know, this is something that he was going to have to submit to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I personally see submission tied to respect, okay? Because we're going to a place that we're letting go of our pride.
Yeah.
We're letting go. So you see this, and if you continue to read in this particular chapter, you'll see where Paul is talking about every relationship in reference to the scripture, because a lot of times people just automatically go to husband and wife, like
right.
Wives should submit to their husband. No, but that's right. It's more than that. Paul's talking about the marriage relationship, the family mm-hmm. relationship, and the work environment.
Yes.
So there's this mutual submission that takes place where everyone, let me say that again, everyone, we treat each other as the way Christ would treat us. So let's discuss this here for a few moments. You know, it's easier for me and my wife to follow each other when we respect each other.
Absolutely. You know, when there's a mutual respect there, I have no problem, you know, being submitted to your leadership. You know, because one, I trust you and I trust that you have the best interest in for me, that you're not doing specific things because you want personal gain or because you're selfish. You know, when you are operating in a mutual respect for one another, there is an agreeance to submit to one another because you understand that I care for you, you care for me, and we are going to do things in the best interest for the whole.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, you know, we're not perfect and we have our situations, but usually within an hour of having a moment, we usually make things right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
sometimes
just,
it'll last an hour, sometimes it's a second.
Sometimes it's just a second because we realize how foolish one of us were and we could have just handled it differently. So we show that mutual respect to one another, and you know, and it's easy for us to show it in front of our kids because we do it behind closed doors as well.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, you know, marriage is the example to your kids
of how to treat someone.
Yeah, it truly is. How you treat each other, one, is how they're going to learn how to treat you.
Yep.
Two, it's going to learn how to treat each other.
Yeah.
Two, three, it's going to learn how to treat their teachers, their bosses, all those things. Marriage, your marriage to your spouse is going to relate. They're going to relate to that and they're going to learn that from you. And if you're not married, it goes on to say, okay, how you talk about your boss, how you treat other friends,
how you talk about them,
how you talk about them, how you treat your parents, anybody in authority that you have in your life, how you're reacting to them or talking about them, that is showing them how they should respect someone.
Well, even there's been some moments, it doesn't happen a lot, but there's been some moments that, you know, our daughter, which is only 8 years old, and our son is 14, Zane, that they've said things in a untasteful way to Rebecca. And I've stood up for Rebecca and I said, you will not talk to your mom like that. Yeah. You know, and that also shows that mutual respect that, hey, you know, she's got my back, I got her back. And then in the future, they will do that for their spouses as well.
Yeah.
So that's another layer that you're showing that respect to your kids that, you know, hey.
How dare you talk to my wife like that?
Yeah,
you
know, because that's my lady. So, you know, but it teaches them that, hey, you know, they really do respect each other. They do honor each other.
And not only that, it also teaches them how to expect respect for themselves.
Yep.
And also to respect themselves.
Yeah. So, you know, when you think about it from that aspect of, you know, just send that example,
yeah,
whether you're married or not, you know, just like we said, how you talk about each other, how you, other people, how you show respect to other people, but also what about them themselves? And there's a couple areas that I want to focus on, and I'm sure you could think of some other ones as well too, but these are some key ones that I've seen in the past and even within our own kids in the home, is that your kids want to be heard.
Yeah.
That's a great way to show them respect, that you let them know that they're being heard. You know, even though things, you may not agree with the way they want to do things or what they say, but at least let them be heard. And then ultimately, you know, when you have that relationship established with them, even though they feel one way, they're still going to respect how you feel about it. You know, so your kids at times want and need their privacy.
Yeah.
You know, right now we have a daughter that is starting to recognize certain things, and
she's trying to develop and become a woman.
She's starting to develop, and daddy's not too happy about that. But I mean, you can't keep them in, you know, from growing up. And
yeah,
she's now starting to ask us to knock on the door.
Yeah. And the thing is she,
when
she,
we go and,
right,
you know,
she understands,
go to bedroom,
she needs, you know, her privacy. And, you know, as your parent, your parents can usually just open the door, especially when they're little. You know, and she's come at that age where when the door is closed, she's usually changing. And that's usually only when she has her door closed. You know, we knock on the door.
Yeah.
You know, because we expect that for ourselves.
Yep.
You know, when the door is closed, that means you need to knock.
So it's taking some adjustment for me personally, but it is what it is. And I'm going to do my best to honor that for her, because
right,
that's showing her respect.
Yeah. And also showing her that other people, she should expect that from them as well.
Yep. Another thing is to be careful not to embarrass them publicly or even privately.
Yeah.
And we posted about this a few days ago on our Facebook page and also our Instagram page. And just being careful how you say things to your kids and demeaning them, or, you know, even in joking, you know, I got to be careful. I'm a jokester. I'm the type of person that if I'm messing with you and joking with you, you know, I really, really like you. It's not that I'm just giving you a hard time, and it's just the way I express myself. And even knowing that about myself, I'm still trying to be more cautious of what I say to our kids and even other people, because we were just talking about this with my son this morning about the words that we speak.
Yeah.
You know, just being careful what you say, because at the end of the day, those words do hurt.
They have weight.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen, you know, different situations where parents would just lash out at their kids and just completely embarrass them, and they'll walk away with their heads down, and that's shaming them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's other ways of going about it. Now, obviously, there are times that you need to, like, really be aggressive, because they may be hurting themselves, or they may do something stupid or crazy.
Or in danger.
Or they're in danger. But still, you got to be careful saying, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how stupid you are. You know, because that is shaming them, and they
yeah,
begin to really believe that. So that is another layer of respect, that, you know, just treat them the way you want to be treated. Talk to them the way you want to be talked to.
And the way you want to be talked to, not the way you're spoken to.
Yeah.
So, and that's something that you have to learn, that, you know, the way you were raised, you know, you may have come from a place where it was verbal abuse or, you know, shaming. There was specific things involved where it was just the norm. You can stop that. Just because it was done to you doesn't mean that it was right. Doesn't mean that just because it's done that way, oh, I'm going to do it that way. Remember how you felt when it happened and ask yourself, do I want to subject my child to that? Do I want the cycle to continue, or do I want to say, you know what, I'm going to break this cycle and I'm going to choose to speak life over my children. I'm going to choose to build them up, not tear them down. And when you begin to switch that, I'm telling you, there is life that flows from those words, and they will become more confident within themselves. They'll be less likely to battle depression. Yep. And oppression.
Yeah. And I mean, I could remember as a kid, some of the things that were said to me, and I'm sure Rebecca could as well, is, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, sometimes it's just, it is what it is, you know, and sometimes people don't know better. They probably had a tough upbringing themselves.
Yeah.
And so we need to do our best to kind of protect our kids from, especially hearing it from us.
Well, when you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
And so now you're responsible of what you hear right now. You're responsible for this, for knowing this.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I would encourage you to take kind of a little bit of a self-evaluation and say, okay, what kind of language, and this isn't foul language, I'm just taking, what kind of words do I come out of my mouth towards my children? Yeah. Of course, we're not wanting you to like cuss them out either, but I'm just saying, what kind of words? Are they life-giving words? Are they words that build them up? Words that empower them to go out and conquer, you know, goals and dreams? Are they words to tear them down?
And I think it's easier said, you know, this way, you know, how you speak to them, mm-hmm. would you like for them to speak to you that way?
Yeah, that's good.
You know, so just that's probably the best way to say it, you know. So how are you speaking to them? In the manner that you speak to them, would you like for them to speak to you back that way?
Yeah.
And that causes you to really evaluate some things. So just remember, you know, submission, respect.
Yeah.
It's given easier, you know, when you treat other people as Christ would. Even in the midst of being disrespected yourself, just showing love, showing mercy and grace and walking through that. So once again, we want to congratulate you for listening to this episode. There are a couple of things that we do ask you to do. If you could rate this, that'd be great. If you could review it, share it. And also if you could join our community on Facebook and Instagram and invite other people to come along. If you've really been blessed by this, help us spread the word.
Yeah. Would you like to have us, Parents Initiative, be presented in your church Bible study or an event that you're hosting? Be sure to reach out to us through our website or social media platforms. We are booking up for 2020, and we would love to be at your city, in your organization, and link arms with you.
Until next week.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now, or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on a donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button, take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.